Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast of the Stabro Method, a holistic approach to health and wellness. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing Bart Oza of Be Elite Fitness. Here's some info on Bart for those of you that don't know him. Bart Oza is one of the owners of Be Elite with more than 8 years of experience in the fitness industry. His personal journey with weight loss and related challenges motivates him to constantly grow his knowledge of advanced nutrition, biochemistry, and energy medicine. Some of his certifications include Biosignature Modulation Level 2, Specialist in Women's Health Issues, Certified Personal Trainer, Reiki Level 2, Intermediate Jinshun Do Acupressure. Clients who have worked with Bart have had great success with not just general fat loss, but also with anxiety and depression, ADHD, diabetes, high blood pressure and cholesterol, leaky gut, digestive issues, such as IBS and acid reflux, sluggish thyroid, poor sleep, and symptoms of menopause and PMS. He has been able to do this using his ability to focus on the root cause of the issues and provide effective solutions for them. Bart also has a passion for sharing his knowledge and experience through seminars and workshops. Bart, thanks for taking the time out of your extremely busy schedule to join us for today's interview. I'm very excited to have you on board.
Thanks for having me, George.
Fantastic. Well, Bart, we've been going back and forth a little bit trying to set up this interview, and I'm loving what you're suggesting as far as topics. So what we've got in store for our listeners are the following: digestion, detoxification, and insulin sensitivity. And I think that's a great starting point for the majority of people. So you know what? I'll let you decide which one to start with, and we can just take it from there.
Okay, sounds good. So when you asked me what topic I want to speak about, I think a big question that most people are asking is, should I do ketogenic? Should I do intermittent fasting? Should I go paleo? Should I go gluten free? And a lot of people are trying to figure out what's the best nutrition for them, right? Mm-hmm. And majority of them are obviously looking at dropping body fat. And then yes, there are people who have this so many ailments going on right now with everything from high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, pre-diabetes, there's fatty liver, mm-hmm. Autoimmune issues are like on the rise with, you name it, eczema, psoriasis, IBS, colitis, Crohn's. This is something that we deal with in our work and business every day, right? Mm-hmm. So everyone's asking that question. So nutrition-wise, what should I do? And, there's a lot of nutrition strategies that work. Almost all of them work, but I think you got to find out which one's the best for you. And that's what I figured, that's a good question to address through your podcast, is what is the best nutrition and how do I decide what is the best nutrition for that person when the person comes in to see me? Mm-hmm. And I figured there are three major things that I look at. And number one is digestion.
Yes.
Number two is their ability to detoxify effectively. And number three is insulin sensitivity, mm-hmm. right? And that's their ability to handle carbs or not.
Correct.
Or how well they handle carbs. So, look at digestion is, you'll be surprised, George, how many people I have that when they come to see me, they don't even use the washroom properly. I've had people have one bowel movement every other day or one. I actually remember having a client who used to have one bowel movement maybe every 5 days for the last 15 years.
And that's normal for them?
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's not normal. And sometimes they just accept it because they don't know otherwise.
That's right. And, it just because it happened for so many years, it just became normal for her. And for a lot of people, a common thing I get people telling me, oh, that's how I've been since blah, 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 X, Y, Z years.
Yeah.
But again, that doesn't make it normal. I think that's the number one thing people need to look at. And it's not just about bowel movements. It's about how well are they, how's your appetite? How's your metabolism? When you eat food, how do you feel? Is the food making you tired? Is the food making you feel good? Is it giving you energy? Is it giving you any kind of reactions? Are you bloated all the time? And these are all common things we see with people, right? Bloating, indigestion, feeling heavy after meals, feeling tired after meals. And these are all signs. These are little signs that tell you that digestion is not optimal. And, you know, bowel movements is one of the biggest indicators of that. So if you're not having, you know, one to two relieving bowel movements every day, then something's off, you know? And that's the first thing I look into is how are your bowel movements? How is your digestion? And when that's I say digestion, it's not just your ability to break food, but also your ability to absorb the food.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, and that's, these are things that I look into. So when someone comes to see me, you know, during the consultation, we're going through a hormone scan, which is, you know, we've learned through under Charles Poliquin, and he started the biosignature modulation. And then now he teaches bioprint, but that's a very effective tool we use to figure out the person's hormone profile, right?
What yes.
What are all their hormones alike? And within 10 minutes, we can give you a good idea of which hormones are dysfunctional, which ones are okay, which one need the healing. And of course, with that, we also, and this is separate from the biosignature, but we have a lot of questionnaires that cover organ function, that cover detoxification, sleep quality, you know, your cravings, your general dietary intake, your history of medications, antibiotics. You know, we're looking at a lot of things, sleep quality, we're looking at brain chemistry, you know, we're looking at your neurotransmitter profile. And so, you know, we're collecting a lot of information. And if you notice, it's collecting information on the entire system.
Exactly. Rather than just
not
focusing
just
on one area.
At, you know, okay, if your bowels are not healthy, something's wrong with your bowels. You know,
that's
you
part can, of it, but it's not the be all and end all.
Exactly, right? And but we're trying to go deeper and look at why is it so? You know,
correct.
Is it food sensitivities? Is it lack of stomach acid? Is it because you're constantly in a state of fight or flight?
That's
which
right.
Shut down your bowels for a lot of people, or increase bowel movements for other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sleeping well enough? Because if you're not sleeping deep enough and well enough, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I sleep enough. Yes, but they don't sleep deep enough.
Mm-hmm. That's
you know,
huge.
They wake up in the middle of the night a couple of times. They wake up tired. There's so many things, which again, then affects digestion, appetite, bowel movements.
That's right.
You know, I've noticed myself, like if I go to bed even 2 hours later than what I usually do, which is let's say 11 or 12, or even sometimes I push to 1 or 2 a.m., next day, my bowel movements are very different.
Yeah.
So that's just one night. And there are people out there who chronically are not sleeping well.
That's right.
And then their digestion's messed up.
And I guess that's regardless of like, you know, the amount of sleep that you're getting. So you could still be getting the same amount that you normally get, but the fact that it's shifted by a couple hours, it's throwing off your whole recovery process.
Exactly, because there are different functions that happen, you know, starting 7 p.m. or actually starting from sunset. There's different functions that are happening at different times.
Correct.
You know, and your body's going through certain rhythms to repair certain things. Certain hormones are secreted at specific times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certain organs are being repaired at specific times. So you missed those times. You missed all that repair and the functions.
Exactly. And it carries over to the next day.
That's
so
right.
It's got to be addressed eventually.
That's right. And there is no such thing as making up for it. Hmm. You know, that time's gone and it's gone. So your body's not going to go, hey, I missed doing this yesterday. I missed cleaning the liver yesterday. How about I do it right now at 5 p.m. because I have some time? It doesn't work out.
No.
Or just because you took a nap the next day, your body's not going to go back to those functions. So the body does those functions at specific times.
I see.
So if you miss those times, it's gone. And so that's why you're seeing, you know, a lot of toxicity being backed up into people's livers, gallbladders, you know, gut digestion, kidneys are stressed, you know, so things like that. Like the number of people coming and seeing us with no gallbladders is alarming.
I can't even fathom stuff like that. The thing is, our organs are there for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm generalizing a little bit, but sometimes the surgeons are a little bit too quick to remove organs rather than addressing other issues that could have saved that person an operation.
That's
that they
that's
never
the
go under the knife.
Right? That's right. You're right. That's the unfortunate situation. And, you know, we've had so many clients who, you know, had gallbladders removed, had thyroids removed, had hysterectomies. And it's crazy the amount of women we get with hysterectomies, right? Where, again, unfortunately, the attitude seems to be wherever the problem is, let's just remove the organ.
Mm-hmm.
Of looking at why is it that this is happening, right? Are they
exactly?
You know, there's so many factors, including again, digestion, detoxification, food sensitivities, gut bacteria, sleep quality, you name it.
Well, you figure if you're removing an organ, then there's more stress in the other organs and systems of the body.
That's right. Absolutely.
So, like, you know, even just say on a superficial level, you know, say I lose my arm in an accident, the rest of my body has to compensate for that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? So it is going to disrupt a lot of other energies in your body and you know, a lot of other systems in your body. So absolutely. So, you know, going back to digestion. So that's the number one thing we look at is, you know, are you digesting well? Mm-hmm. You know, and if you don't digest well, then let's say, for example, you know, I remember having a question from someone on Instagram saying, hey, I just started ketogenic diet and I've lost 10 pounds in the first week. I'm very happy about that. However, my bowel movements are different. I'm always bloated. I have acne on my face now and I'm waking up in the middle of the night at least twice.
Yeah.
And that tells me, okay, assuming that, you know, your ketogenic diet is, you know, what you call it, because sometimes people say ketogenic, but they're not really ketogenic. But that being said, you know, sure, you know, looking at her nutrition that she was doing, it was ketogenic. And clearly, you know, you getting these side effects is not a good sign.
No.
You know, maybe clearly for her, ingesting that much fats is not working.
That's right.
Not because it's the fats, but because her digestive system is not good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her liver and gallbladder are probably sluggish.
Yeah. And well, and that's what I love about your approach. You know, and the thing is, you know, you guys customize it so it is more specific for the client that you're dealing with. Because even
that's
when you're
right.
talking about, say, food allergies, intolerances, insensitivities, a person could say, oh, I eat certified organic, I don't put any processed stuff in my body. Okay, well, it could be certified organic, but if your body's not liking it for whatever reason, you're going to have issues.
Yeah, you
and,
can
you know,
still
and maybe the person was okay, but
you
the body can change.
Be sensitive to it. Certain organs may not be functioning well enough to digest it. So, absolutely. Yeah. Right? So, it's a most people who come to us say they're eating healthy, although we know, you know, healthy is a very skewed term now.
That's right.
The point is, yeah, you know, just going back to that example where she was getting all these effects from, you know, being on a ketogenic diet. Again, not that the ketogenic diet is the problem. It's her digestion and detoxification that are the problem.
Well, it's a matter of marrying, I guess, you know, the right nutrition plan to the person.
Yeah, that's right. You know? So, again, you know, when I just talking about, okay, what are things that people need to think about when they're deciding to go on certain plans is, you know, yeah, digestion's important.
Mm-hmm.
Detoxification's important. That's a great example where clearly she's not able to break down all those fats. Clearly, you know, again, most people going on ketogenic diet are relying heavily on things like eggs and a lot of heavy, you know, dairy products, which are high, certain dairy products that are high in fat.
That's
again,
right.
Dairy and eggs are very common food sensitivities, you know, which could be causing inflammation. So sure, you know, you're probably dropping, you know, mucus and water and maybe some body fat in that, in those weeks. But also what are the reactions there that you're getting, right? So if you're getting acne, waking up in the middle of the night, bloating, not going properly to the washroom, that's a sign your body's saying, hey, you know what? Something's off with your system.
Exactly.
Maybe this diet is too aggressive for you, or maybe not
possibly
for now.
Yeah. Right? You know, maybe it's too restrictive, as some diets are. So, like, you know, not to bash keto or any of the other popular eating plans that are out there, but a lot of times, like, you know, we just tend to rely on, say, the same 10 to 15 foods.
Yeah,
and
it's
after
possible.
A lot of bodies says, I've had enough. It's like, you know, I need vitamins, minerals, and nutrients for something else that I'm not taking into consideration. So maybe they need to go to different parts of the grocery store and get more to foods that they normally don't have based on their own culture.
Yeah, and again, you know what? That is something we coach people on is food rotations.
Yeah.
Right? Because most people will eat the same 10, 15 foods all their life, and that's how they develop food sensitivities.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So again, yeah, that's a great point is food rotation. But, you know, again, going back to digestion being one of the important factors, the second being detoxification.
Yeah. Right?
And that's, again, a huge because, you know, most people, because of nutrient deficiencies, because of stress, because of not sleeping well enough, because of not having proper bowel movements, you know, exposure to all these chemicals coming from either food, cosmetics, even the water you're drinking, all these things are backing up, you know, and causing toxicity in their systems. And so they're not detoxing well, their kidneys, the lymph nodes, everything is under so much stress.
Exactly.
And again, you know, that's another big factor people need to consider when they're going to decide on a specific nutrition plan. Is the nutrition plan going to have all the nutrients, address all the nutrient deficiencies?
That's right.
Is it going to help you detoxify? Is it going to help you, you know, not just drop weight? People need to stop thinking of just dropping weight. You know, where is this weight coming from? Mm-hmm. This weight is there because your body is stressed out.
That's right.
When you address those stressed situations or factors that are stressing you out, your body's naturally going to drop weight.
Mm-hmm.
So, or drop body fat rather. So, you know, detoxification being that second one, that's super critical. You know, taking care of your liver, taking care of your gallbladder, your digestive system. Again, you know, when people buy these kits from health mm-hmm. food stores yeah. where, hey, I'm doing a cleanse, or I'm doing a juice cleanse, and I'm doing this cleanse and that cleanse. Mm. Are you even ready for a cleanse?
That's a good question.
Is your gut ready to actually take the toxins that you're going to be releasing from this so-called cleanse? Your liver, your gallbladder, your kidneys are going to be releasing toxins. Oh, sorry, not kidneys, but liver and gallbladder are going to be releasing toxins.
That's right.
These toxins are going to be converted into a water-soluble form and mm-hmm. sent to your gut and sent to your kidneys to get eliminated.
Yes.
Right? Are your gut and kidneys even ready to do that?
Very good points. Yeah.
Yeah. And so if you don't have a healthy gut, you're putting more stress on your body, which is why we get so many people, oh, I did this cleanse and it was good. I felt better. I got leaner, da, da, da. But you know what? After that, I start putting on weight and I start getting acne and my bowel movements were different after that. It wasn't good. And I actually felt worse after this cleanse. And that's so common for us to see because, again, the systems were not ready. First of all, most people don't understand what they're cleansing. Mm-hmm. They don't understand what happens when you're actually cleansing.
Yeah.
Which, again, I want to remind people who are listening to this, your body is constantly cleansing.
That's right.
You know, when you buy these kits and supplements or whatever and do a cleanse, that just means, remember, you're actually making your body work over time.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're giving it a big major project and saying, hey, let's do a liver cleanse. Let's do, you know, let's clean more aggressively.
And it's interesting that you mentioned liver cleanse because I did work at a health food store for a period of time. Mm-hmm. And more often than not, Bart, people would come in and they default to a liver cleanse.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's good or bad, but there's other things that we need to look at. It's like, you know, how do you know it's only the liver? It's like, you know, maybe they're better off, make something not as aggressive, but it's going to have more of a broader focus. We'll get the liver and the kidney and the bowels.
And I find this, you know, the most of these cleanses, what they're really doing is providing nutrients that organ needs to do its job, which most people are deficient in. So in some ways it's good. But again, like I said, if your gut is not ready, if your kidneys are not ready, you know, most people don't even sleep deep enough.
Yeah.
When do you think this detoxification and repairing is going to happen? When you're sick.
Well, that's it. That's right. So, well, think about it, you know, when you're feeling sick, it's like whether it's a bad cold or the flu, you don't have a lot of energy. You go into shutdown mode. And that's where we get a lot of our recovery and recuperation from. So maybe even before a person starts a cleanse, it's like, well, let's work on the quantity and the quality of sleep.
Quality, sure, especially. Yeah. For sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Right. And those are things. So that's why when people do any kind of, you know, restorative nutrition or nutritional therapy with us, we're not just looking at nutrition, which is why we call it stress reduced fat loss systems, because, you know, it involves lifestyle. It involves mindset. You know, if you can't sleep deep enough, I'm not going to put you on a cleanse.
No.
If you're already fatigued, you know, you have some adrenal fatigue going on, you're not digesting well, you're not detoxing well, you're not sleeping well, you don't have sufficient energy levels, I'm not going to put you on a cleanse. When you don't have energy, why would I make your body work over time doing a cleanse?
That's right.
You know, it's already drained. So instead, why don't I just push the right nutrients in there? Mm-hmm. And so that's how we, you know, that's the perspective we have when we're, you know, trying to help people with the right nutrition plan is, let's look at digestion, as I spoke about, and let's look at detoxification. Are you detoxing? Yeah. Another that's aspect of detoxification being sweating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have so many people who don't sweat.
No.
You know, they could work out, they could run, they don't sweat. And that's a sign your system's clogged.
Correct, yeah.
You know? And again, you have no business doing a cleanse when, you know, you don't even sweat. How are you going to pull the toxins out?
That's right.
So, yeah, same thing with nutrition, right? When they're thinking about a nutritional plan, they have to consider, okay, am I detoxing well? Mm-hmm. And again, people may say, okay, how do I find out all these things? You know what? Find the right practitioner. Invest in the right practitioner.
Correct. Yeah.
Whether it's us or someone else, there's a lot of practitioners out there, right? Research it. Look at their methodology. Go look at the results they have. That's a big thing I say. Go look at results. If they cannot produce results, maybe you don't want that, right?
That's right. And not just producing results within themselves, because it may be very in tune with their own body. What are they able to do with other people? So it should be a balance of both. Because it's like I've seen it, like, you know, others, like, you know, they, some people, they do fantastic work. Others, I go, you just look like crap. It's like you're not following your own advice. Or some people just genetically gifted that no matter what they do, they're just beasts.
Yes.
And then, like, you know, and we've seen it at like one of the gyms that we worked at. It's like where a person would have the same client 3 days a week for the period of the year. They say, this person doesn't even look any differently. It's like, I'm sorry. It's like you're not helping them. You're not the right person for that. Doesn't mean you don't know your stuff. It's just it's not a good fit.
Absolutely. And again, just, you know, again, any, when I say, you know, look, ask for results or look, go look at results and testimonials, even looking at results in terms of what you're looking for. So, you know, if you know, for example, I've had clients who came to me because they had Crohn's or colitis or, you know, eczema or all these issues. And so their results are obviously focused on getting those issues dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you know, when you choose the right practitioner, has the practitioner been able to get results for people with the same challenges as you?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Not just results.
Yeah. Right?
So I think that's really critical that, you know, go out there, find these practitioners. And, you know, we have a great team, myself, Ken, James, we have coaches, Drew, Heather, Tiziana, like all these coaches, we're constantly training them, constantly coaching, and they're getting great results for people.
That's
by
fantastic.
Using their system. And you know what? We post results. We share results on social media. We talk about it. We do Facebook Live, and we're always talking about results. Clients are sending testimonials. And you know
huge.
What? At the end of the day, it's not what you know. It's what you apply and what you can deliver.
Well, and that's what I love about your approach with Ken and the others at Be Elite, because it's one-stop shopping. So it makes it a lot easier for the client when they're coming in, because you can just say, okay, well, speak to this type of practitioner. Okay, I want to speak to them. Do you know somebody? Well, I don't know someone. But the fact that, like, you know, they're part of your team, or you know where to redirect them, it's huge. It just saves them a lot of aggravation, because at least you guys are going to be on the same page as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that was the goal when we started Be Elite, is having a place where people can work on, you know, their physical being, their chemical being, their spiritual being, if you want to call it that, because we also do a lot of energy medicine. We do physical therapies. We do nutritional therapies. We do personal training. So absolutely, we're, you know, that was the goal when we started that. And, you know, so absolutely, we'd love everyone listening to this podcast to come straight to us. But that being said, you know, again, you know, we work online with people. So, you know, if you can't physically see us here in Pickering, Ontario, we do online stuff as well. But again, regardless of who you work with, you know, consult someone you trust that has gotten results. And you'll find out these things. What is the best nutritional plan for you? You know,
exactly.
Detoxification. And lastly, really, really important is insulin sensitivity. And, you know, that's huge, especially in North America, where, you know, some of the top killers or top health issues are inflammation, insulin resistance, and fatty liver.
Yeah, because from my understanding, like, the inflammation is responsible for, say, 37 different types of diseases. I could be mistaken about the number.
Really more. I would say way more than that.
Wow.
You know, way more than that. But yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Right. So, and these are all connected, right? Because insulin sensitivity, inflammation, fatty liver, they're all part of the same system, or a broken system.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, when you are thinking about what's the right nutritional plan for you, that's one of the top things I look at besides digestion and detoxification is, are they insulin sensitive or are they insulin resistant?
Yes.
You know, can they handle carbs or can they not handle carbs?
Yeah, right? And some people can handle more than others. So you can identical twins out there.
Yeah.
And they may be on two entirely different eating plans. Like, well, how's that possible? They're twins. Like, you know, they're not fraternal twins. They're identical. But it's like, you know, it just could be something in their physiological makeup that just says,
It could be physiological makeup from, you know, from the time that they were conceived. And that's something people need to understand. A lot of the health issues that people are dealing with could have started at the time they were conceived.
Well, that's a huge point, though, because that goes back to when I did work at the health food store. I'm not going to name any names. Like, it's a great place to work at. They just legal issues involved with it. But, like, you know, I'd have couples coming in, and more often than not, the female would just say, okay, like, you know, we're trying to conceive in this and that, and she's looking at, like, you know, what to take for her. I go, what about your partner? Oh, he's good. What do you mean he's good? It's just like, you know, the two of you are coming together and you want to bring a new life into the world.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you know, make sure that both parties, like you are in optimal health to minimize the chance of problems down the road. You can't potentially eliminate everything, but it's just like, okay, if one partner is clean, the other person, like a heavy smoker and drinker and eating junk food, that's going to have an impact on the newborn.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. And that's important. And, you know, that's that again, going back to insulin sensitivity, insulin resistance, that's super, super important, right? Because if that's another big factor that determines can you handle what kind of nutrition plan you want to go into, right?
So that's right.
I've had people who were super insulin sensitive where they could have carbs very well, do ketogenic.
Oh, I hate people like that. It's just like, yeah.
And they still got good results, but you know, I always tell them, you know, cycle your nutrition. Don't stay ketogenic because at some point you are someone who can handle carbs very well.
Well, and that's a big point.
And for someone who works out and that person, you know, trains really hard, I said, you know, at some point your strength and muscle is going to start dropping if you just stay on ketogenic.
Or any one program the whole time.
Sensitive.
Yeah.
Right. So and. Surely, you know, that started happening. He started getting weaker, started dropping muscle weight. And then that's when he said, okay, you know, this is the time where I start cycling back carbs into my diet.
Yeah.
Started having carbs, felt better, got stronger, got more muscular, and loved it. So again, just going back to the fact that if you are insulin sensitive or insulin resistant, that determines if, you know, you can, what kind of nutrition plan you want to go into.
That's right.
You do ketogenic, you do intermittent fasting, you do... You do carb cycling. What do you do, right?
So, well, and I love the fact part that you're saying, you know, to cycle the nutrition program, because more often than not, people will cycle their training program, whether it's resistance training or cardio or whatever. And there's really no hard and fast rule. Like the general approach is like, you know, every 4 weeks or so. Like, you know, there's a lot of other factors to look at, and that's more your area of expertise than mine. But you figure, okay, people are cycling, like, you know, between different training programs. Why would they not take the same approach with the nutrition, which is just as important, if not more? And just say, like, yo, it's a new month. It's like, yo, you might not even do a 4 week thing. Just say, the first day of the next month, I'm doing something different. And see how your body reacts to different things between the combination of training and the nutrition and any other supplements that may be involved with it as well.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Right. And that's, again, you know, where we speak about, you know, rotating your food choices, rotating your food sources. You know, taking breaks from supplementation, cycling your supplementation. So yeah, absolutely. You know, that's really important. A big, 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 big factor. You know, that's to consider when you're thinking about what's the best nutrition plan for you, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, just to, you know, quick digestion, detoxification, and insulin sensitivity. Those are three things that definitely anybody wants to consider when they're figuring out what's the best nutrition plan for them.
Mm-hmm. So are there, like you say, general tips that you can give us and maybe some basic foods and or supplements that you recommend for each of those areas? Like, I know everybody is a little bit different, but maybe there's some foundation things that you say, you know, regardless of who's coming in, here's a good start. And then I think, you know, they can always speak to you guys about getting more in-depth info based on their own personal needs.
For sure. So let's look at some basic things, and I'll try and mix it up with, you know, nutrition, lifestyle, supplements. Yeah. But, you know, look into getting tested for food sensitivities. You know, I think that's critical because, you know, you could be sensitive to anything, right?
Exactly.
I'm sensitive to almonds, and almonds are great foods. But you know what?
It's not great for you, though.
Sorry?
But it's not great for you.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, I would say definitely get tested for food sensitivities. If you're not wanting to get tested for food sensitivities, at least start eliminating the five major food sensitivities that damage your system, which is gluten, dairy, corn, soy, and sugar.
Yeah.
You know, these are five absolutely damaging foods for anybody. The extent of the damage can vary, but nobody reacts well to these foods.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They may tolerate up to a point, but it's not really...
That's right.
Well, how they're getting by, so you figure how much stress they're putting on themselves just to get by rather than having something that's going to actually help them get closer to their goals.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's really, really important is, you know, look at those foods. And again, there's a lot of resources out there that explain why these foods are not good. And, you know, I would say, you know, three books that I think that people may find valuable. One is called Wheat Belly.
I've not read it, but I heard a lot of good things about that. Yeah,
one is called Grain Brain.
Uh-huh.
And the third is called The Plant Paradox. And
okay.
These are three incredible books that, you know, for people who want to know the science behind why these foods are bad, those, you know, are damaging.
Yeah.
The three great books for that. But, you know, start with eliminating those foods, right?
Uh-huh.
Second, I would say is, you know, look at nourishing your system. You know, stop looking at it, just the elimination part, but also looking at nourishing your system with whole foods, good quality foods.
Correct.
Not being afraid of proteins. Eat your proteins, right? Most mm-hmm. I've yet to see someone come in for a consultation eating enough protein.
It's interesting that you mention that, because it's like, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are so gung-ho about the whole vegan approach to eating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, there's one gentleman out there, and I'm pretty sure you're familiar with him, Dr. William Walcott,
mm-hmm.
the metabolic typing diet.
Yeah.
So he just talked about how people in different parts of the world have adapted to different eating plans. So generally speaking, if people live in the North or the South Pole, it's basically higher sources of animal protein and healthier fats, minimal vegetation. People that live closer to the equator, it's reversed. So it just is like, you know, it's not just what's out there, it's what your body can tolerate. And there's a saying out there, it's like, you know, if you want to be healthy, eat like your grandparents did. Because there's certain things passed on down the line. Because there's so many people out there, it's just like a brief summary with his approach. He says, like, you know, there's three different types. You could be like, you could thrive on like a higher plant base. Some people just do a lot better with that.
Yeah.
Others like your higher, like your animal fats and, you know, animal sources of protein. And then some are more of a mixed type.
Yeah. So and that's another factor to consider when you're deciding, you know, what's the best nutrition plan for you is, your genetic makeup, right?
Yeah.
It could be another factor besides digestion, detoxification, and insulin sensitivity to consider.
Yeah.
So absolutely, yeah.
Well, it ties to what you're saying with mindset as well, because you could be putting somebody on the ideal nutrition program, but like your little kid's like, oh, fuck this shit again, Martin. That's like, oh, you just stress me out because I don't like this.
Yeah.
So like, maybe there's a way of finding something that maybe isn't as healthy, say on paper, but there's more compliance, which is going to give them better results in the long run, rather than like, well, you have to always have this and there's no deviation from it.
Sure.
So like, that's what I like about yours and Ken's approach. Like, talk to the person, where are they at mentally?
Yeah.
That it's going to be a better fit for them.
For sure. Absolutely. So, you know, that would be another thing. I would say hydrate, you know, hydrate with the right quality of water. And that's so critical. And that's something that we've been implementing the last 2-3 years, especially after Ken and I got a parasitic infection from drinking, you know, tap water from the unit we're in. And, you know, in hindsight, we're like, wow, were we so dumb? But, you know,
learning experience.
We got parasites from, you know, the tap water in there. That's when we invested in, you know, it's called a zero water filter.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you know, if ideally everyone should have a reverse osmosis system in their home and workplace, but if you don't have that kind of filtration system, zero water filter is something we definitely recommend. It's like 30-40 bucks.
Oh, wow. That's nothing, really.
It pulls out a lot of metals. It pulls out a lot of pathogens. And you can feel the difference. You can feel the difference in, you know, after you drink that water, you're not bloated. You're not heavy. It doesn't make you tired.
Mm-hmm.
And
who would have thought that you're going to get tired from water? That's the thing.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Many people make that connection.
Yeah, but, you know, when you think about what's in the water that we drink now, it's insane, right? It's no surprise. There's, like, estrogenic chemicals in there. There's birth control. There's cosmetics. There's
prescription drugs, whatever.
Yeah, there's heavy metals in there. So there's so much stuff in there, right? So, you know, drink the right quality of water, you know, and enough water. That's huge. And as big as that sounds, that's one of the top things most people don't do.
That's right. Well, right? This goes back to what you were saying earlier about just, you know, the whole detox side of it. Because you figure, like, you know, 100 plus years ago, we didn't have exposure to what we do now. So if we're detoxing, what we're just ingesting. But nowadays, like, you know, there's so many pollutants that are out there, there's a lot more stress on the detox organs. So that's, well, what are you eating? Okay. And this is kind of taking a bit of extreme, but like if a person's putting some kind of cosmetics on their skin, you should be able to eat it without causing problems. I'm not saying it's like, you know,
heavy shampoos.
Yeah, like, you know, don't drink your shampoo.
Yeah.
But like, you know, if you get a little bit in your mouth, it's like, you know, you shouldn't get sick from it.
Yeah, yeah. And again, that's so much toxicity. We are, you're right, we are exposed to a lot of toxins, right? So
again,
you know, hydrate yourself with the right kind of water, enough water. In terms of supplementation, you know, take a good multivitamin, you know. Again, these are all supplements that I always encourage my clients or people to cycle.
Yes.
But, you know, if you're living in this kind of world, and I'm sure most of us are not planning to like pack up and move to, you know, up in the Himalayas.
Yeah, or the Amazon rainforest or stuff like that.
Or that,
like,
you know.
No, like some lucky so-and-so that I know.
I was close to staying back there, but and becoming a shaman maybe.
Nothing wrong with that. As long as you've got internet access, you can still train your clients.
But hey, that would mean I don't have Wi-Fi and I don't know how I can live with that.
I hear you.
But first of all,
just say weekly updates. Like, you know, just once a week go into like, you know, a local village or something like that. Like,
oh, I could do that. That's like, a good point.
Yeah. And just say, like, you know, all the questions, like, I'm sorry. It's like, you know, I got to watch out for me because if I'm not healthy, I can't take care of you.
Yeah.
Just
that's
a thought.
True.
As much Absolutely. As I love having you around, Bart, it's just like, you know, maybe you just need a change that's of scenery.
But again, you know, just going back to, yeah, taking a good multivitamin. Any good multivitamin is not going to be a one a day. You know, it's going to be something that you take 2 to 3 times a day, right? And biggest thing is looking at small things like, you know, is it natural sourced or is it, naturally sourced or is it synthetic, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the other thing you want to be careful of. If it's synthetically sourced, then yeah, it's going to probably cause more toxicity than really help you.
Gotcha.
You know, one of the things I always look at is simple things like if you look at the vitamin E in any multivitamin, if it says D-alpha, tocopherol,
yeah,
it's naturally sourced. If it says DL-alpha, then it's synthetically sourced.
Interesting.
You know, and so right off the bat, if you look at a product, first of all, if it says take one a day, that's not right for you.
No.
Secondly, if it says DL-alpha for vitamin E, then it's synthetically sourced. So you don't want to have something that's synthetically sourced. You want to use something that's more naturally sourced, right? So there's a lot of...
That's what's great about you guys, because you educate as well. Rather than say, well, here's my recommended brand. Well, why?
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Here's why. Yeah.
Absolutely. We're not linked with any one brand. We always support brands that actually work. And thankfully, we worked with enough clients to, you know, I always call it clinical research. Where, you know, I've tested these products. I know how these products work versus other products. So
exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. We're, you know, we always support products that work at the end of the day.
That's right. Well, anymore just saying, like, as far as taking a good multi, it's just sometimes people are a little bit too brand happy that they only stick with one. And a challenge I had with a nutritionist that I work with, who shall remain nameless, is just promoting, like, you know, a certain company and saying, like, you know, well, this is the best for everybody all the time. I'm saying, well, hold on, is it the best in and of itself, like you're relative to the other products on the market, or is it the best for that individual at that moment in time? And she tried to cut the legs up from underneath me. She goes, are you a nutritionist? I go, well, I'm not a nutritionist, but I look at it and I go, like, you'll say the person's current eating plan is already incorporating what's in that particular, say, protein powder. They're getting too much of something, they're missing out on something else. So perhaps they should cycle their supplements on a regular basis between, like, you know, maybe the recommended brand that you and Ken deal with, and say, person, you know.
Yeah, and sometimes I also say on the flip side, if something's working, stick with it.
Yeah.
You know, so if there's brands and stuff that you know work well for you, stick with those, right? Because, going back to, you know, recommendations for supplementation, definitely take a good multivitamin. Most people nowadays, they need a good hydrochloric acid, stomach acid, and enzyme formula, which I'm big on, right?
It helps with the whole digestive side of it too. And I know it's a difference.
Huge difference.
Having HCL and the digestive enzymes, and
you
know, put it this way, it's like, you know, if your gut is feeling heavy after say a Thanksgiving or a Christmas meal, that's one thing, because you tend to be eating a lot more during that time. It's a lot more junk. But if you get that heavy feeling just with a smaller, healthier meal, something's not quite right.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And so again, you know, that's one of our basic recommendations for almost everybody, is taking that. And then, you know, magnesium, huge. Magnesium is controlling over 300 functions in your body, everything from blood sugar to cortisol to detoxification to brain function to moods, you name it. So, you know, having adequate levels of magnesium is critical. And then, of course, you know what? I can think of so many else. There's probiotics. There's vitamin D. You know, lately I've been learning more about vitamin D, and I see you definitely want to take, if you're supplementing with vitamin D, you want to also supplement with vitamin K.
I heard that as well. Yeah.
You know, one of the things it does is it protects the heart from, you know, from calcium to be driven to the heart instead of goes to your muscles and stuff. So
yes,
you know, taking vitamin D with a vitamin K supplement. Usually, there's a lot of good brands that now make it together. The D has the K2 in it.
I see. Yeah.
So you know, taking those and yeah, and then after that, it really depends on the person. You know, so what are you trying to address at the time? For example, right now, I'm working a lot on my brain function and a lot on my, you know, stress hormone. So,
well, that's something I'd like to chat a little bit about too, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I'll say as far as brain function, like, you know, I believe it was your partner, Ken, that posted some things about different forms of choline. It's like, you know, there's...
Different neurotransmitters, yes.
That's right, yeah. So it's like, okay, say as far as attention and focus and memory, is there like, you know, something in particular that you'd recommend? Because I find that my long-term memory is great, but the short-term, different story. And there's a joke that I go, like, you're not always my short-term memory bad, but so is my short-term memory.
That's fine.
Not too many people get it. If I have to explain it, it's like a different audience. I'm sorry.
You know what? Again, this is where we look at why that is.
Yeah.
You know, is it... Do you need more fats, you know, which is when I would maybe increase fats in your diet. Maybe I'd give you more fish oil, you know, maybe even vitamin D3, you know, maybe looking at, okay, food sensitivities, because some food sensitivities
could interfere,
you know, or maybe your gut bacteria is off and you need to do, you know, treat that dysbiosis, because that will affect memory and moods and emotions and things like that. So it really depends on what's going on. So you know, I would actually look at all those factors before I just prescribe some kind of brain nutrient.
That's right.
So, but yeah, just, you know, going back to that, like right now I'm working on, you know, controlling my stress hormone, rather regulating my stress hormone and working on my brain health. So I'm taking certain things to help me with those, you know, but that's what I'm choosing to address right now. So a lot of times supplementation can depend even on that. What are we trying to deal with right now? What are we trying to repair right now? What are we trying to enhance right now?
Exactly. Yeah. Because you can't do everything all the time.
It's like, no, it doesn't work.
Back to one of your mentors, like, you know, you can't, like, you know, ride two different horses with one ass.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, what's the thing that you really need to focus on? And the other thing is, like, you know, more of a supplementary thing.
Exactly. And that's a good point, because people also need to understand you have to start prioritizing and focusing on what you're looking for at that time, because you know, and that's how your nutrition, your lifestyle, everything should align, and training should align to get you those results.
That's right.
You know, which is why when people come to see us, one of the questions on the questionnaire is, in the next 12 weeks, what are the top three results you want to achieve?
Exactly. You know,
because I need to make sure that I deliver that. So it holds me accountable, holds them accountable, because that's what they're committing to. And make sure that we're on the same page.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not assuming that this is what they're looking for.
I know
what they're looking for. And then I work on those things.
Well, and this goes back to the days when we worked out at the commercial gym together as well. So it's like, you know, you're not just one of the top trainers, you're the head of the trainers and won a number of awards in different areas.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you're very good at finding, like, you know, where's the person at right now? Where do they want to be? So
that's right.
Like, you know, if I want to be the best sprinter out there, don't give me a workout that's going to get me training for the Boston Marathon.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, again, just going back to that. Yeah. So this is where, you know, people need to start getting very specific, understanding that's what I'm trying to achieve. So your nutrition, training, lifestyle, everything needs to start aligning with that. Right. So,
fantastic.
But yeah, those would be some recommendations I would say, you know, that would give people a good head start.
Okay. Beautiful. Bart, I know I could be going off a little bit. I don't know how your time is looking. So if you want to keep going, that's great. If you want to wrap it up, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I think let's wrap it up.
Okay.
But I really appreciate this opportunity to, you know, be able to reach out to more people and get our message out there. So thank you so much, George. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Like, you know, I'll be sure to include the link in the next newsletter going out tomorrow morning. And then, like, you know, it's also going to be posted on the website. And we're in the process of having it set up on different podcast hosting sites out there, so that'll be included. So I figure before we call it a day, Bart, what's the best way for our listeners to find out more about the great products and services that you and your company offer?
I think the two best ways would be, one, our website, which is, you know, www.beelite.ca. Mm-hmm. And then if, you know, for people who are on social media, especially Instagram, if you look up the hashtag stress reduced fat loss, you'll find a lot of all our posts, the whole team posts. And whenever we post, we use that hashtag. So you'll find a lot of cool information, cool transformations over there. So I think those would be two of the best ways to find us. And, you know, for those of you who are, you know, old school, not really old school, but emailing, I would say info@beelite.ca would be a great way to reach us.
Perfect. I'll be sure to have those links on the site as well. Okay. Well, I'd like to thank you once again for taking time out of your extremely busy schedule. Lots of fantastic information. You know, so maybe we can do a part two in the very near future. I know the Ken's going to be coming on board, and you know, you guys are fantastic. And like, one of the closing thoughts I want to leave with our listeners is Bart, Ken, and the rest of the team are not hard sell by any means. It basically, it's like you come in, you talk to them. It's like, what are you looking for? If it's a good fit, go with them. If it's not a good fit for whatever reason, they educate you and give the tools and say, it's like, okay, here's what you should be looking for in a practitioner, whether you go with the elite or someone else, like you'll be truly out there to watch out for the person rather than just a quick money grab. So you guys are definitely head and shoulders above a lot of people I have come across personally. So it's certainly a breath of fresh air in the industry.
Okay. I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks again, Bart. So that wraps up another episode of the Stabro Method, a holistic approach to optimal health and wellness. And just encourage our listeners to keep an ear out for our next episode here and our next interview with Mr. Bart Olson from BLE. Have a good day there, brother.
Take care, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you.